This episode of The Boat Geeks is sponsored by The Boater's Guide, a free app for Pacific Northwest boaters. The Boater's Guide is adventure and information right at your fingertips, right when you need it. Find your happy place with The Boater's Guide, a free download on your phone or tablet in the App Store and Google Play.
Chuck Laguna of H2 Out, the guy who has the Pittman Award-winning fuel guards and the Practical Sailor's Editor's Choice. I mean, this is a serious piece for every single boat that has fuel tanks.
Yeah, I think with the awards that the product has won and the endorsements that it has, it's pretty evident that this is I think as we said in the podcast, a no-brainer for people.
Anytime Nigel Calder personally endorses a product, which he does not do very often, for no pay, he just believes that this is important. And if you have, you know, if you have inboard fuel tanks, you should have a fuel guard on your boat.
Yep. It was great having Chuck here and getting to hear everything about H2 Out. So here it is, Chuck Laguna and H2 Out. Welcome to another episode of The Boat Geeks. I am your host, Darren.
And I'm your other host, Darren.
And today our special guest is Chuck Laguna from H2 Out. And welcome, Chuck.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, very good to have
you. We're excited to have you here because I have known about H2 Out, the products, for what? 12 years?
We started in 2009.
Oh, so. Well, that was a little bit before I came onto the scene. But it was at the Seattle Boat Show.
Yes.
And I think it was 2010. We had a booth with Latitudes and Attitudes, the television show and the magazine. And this guy came up to us with this new product. And it was Rich Pindell. And told us all about it. We got excited about it. And then a little while later, Rich brought Nigel Calder by the booth. And Nigel knew Bob Bitchin.
The angels sang and everything. Oh, yeah. Nigel walks out.
The sea parts in front of Nigel Calder. And so I think, you know, that's one of the real interesting parts of the H2 Out product is Nigel Calder. He's the guru.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the few products that he actually endorses. Yeah.
So much so that if you go to any of his seminars that he talks about, marine maintenance or anything, he actually has a slide of our product in there and shows it. And of course, he introduced us to Practical Sailor, which, of course, gave us as our editor's choice of the product.
That's right, in 2013.
2013.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, that it wasn't that first year, but the second year, because then we were carrying the product in the booth as soon as, and we knew when it happened, we got a bunch of people to the booth to buy H2 Out because Nigel Calder had just finished his seminar.
Yeah.
And literally, people made a beeline from Nigel's seminar to our booth.
Well, that is one of the boating influencers for sure. And there's a lot of history here with H2 Out. But before we get into the history, which we definitely will dive into, I would like to just ask you one of our favorite first questions for all of our guests. What do you love about boats? We love boats.
I absolutely love boats. We earlier in my career, I was general manager for a company called Ricoh. I don't know if you've heard of them. Do printers, copiers, a Japanese company.
With an H at the end.
Yes. Ricoh. Yes, not the negative Ricoh, the positive Ricoh. And I was a general manager for Washington. Actually, at 1 year, they'd selected me to do a presentation in Australia for their Solution Summit because out of all of North America, South America, including Canada, I represented all of those because I'd led the progress on a solution for a Catholic health initiatives, a Franciscan health, all the hospitals around. And so we'd sold them millions of dollars worth of product. And so I was in a contest in Australia for them. But at the time I was starting to phase out, I was looking forward to retiring, and I bought a boat. Mm. I bought a 1988 Cooper Prowler. Mm. Absolutely love it. My wife fell in love with the wood in the Prowler. And,
oh, nice.
You know, and I got such a deal. I got it for $30,000. And, you know, now after putting in another $100,000, it's probably worth $30,000.
There you go.
It's a boat.
But I absolutely love it. And we get to cruise all around. And I keep it in Port Orchard, so it's not very far from here. And you know, we normally had it. I live in Olympia, and we had it in Olympia. But it was a four-hour cruise to get anywhere if I wanted to go meet, you know, I belonged to Poverty Bay Power Club while they were in a Power Squadron while they were still in existence. And so we'd meet around the Tacoma, Seattle area, Federal Way, and you'd have to cruise 4 hours to meet up with everybody. So in Port Orchard, it's very centralized.
Much more centralized, yes. So are you? So cruising is your enjoyment? You like to get out?
Yeah, we absolutely love
weekend
cruising.
Trips.
Yeah, weekend trips. We'll go find a spot, and I love to crab. I've gotten to the age where I can't lift the crab pots, but I have this little
what do they call it?
Crab hawk. It cooks. It's called a crab hawk. You put it on a fishing pole with 50-pound line. You throw it out. You let it sit for 15 minutes. You reel it in, and you got about five or six crab in there.
Well, great.
And so I'll do that. And so we enjoy doing that. I'm not much of a fisherman. I'm the only person I know that's probably never caught a salmon ever. I can be in a boat with people around me catching.
I'm with you, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. They know, stay away from Chuck's pole.
That sounds very familiar. Yeah. Well, that's great. That is very good to hear. You've got a background in boats. That is what we love for sure. Now, I think at this point, there's going to be some people that are listening, watching, that want to know what this product is. We've talked about the history, we've talked about the endorsements, but is there a way, can you just kind of do a basic breakdown of what the H2Out product
is? Sure, sure. We talked about the investment in boating, and you're always going to be putting money into boats.
Oh, sure.
But one of the issues that boaters have is moisture in the fuel tank. Mm-hmm. As you boat, you're going to suck in moist marine air through your air vent. As that condenses on your fuel tank, it drops as water in your fuel. And of course, that causes all kinds of bad things in your engine.
Yeah.
So Rich Mendel, when he came up with the idea, it was completely by accident, like so many other great ideas. Mm-hmm. He had decided he wanted to make biodiesel. And if he was going to make it, if you know, you remember Rich, he's very anal. If he's going to make it, he's going to make it right. So he goes to Iowa State and takes classes on how do you make biodiesel. You know, they got a little bit of corn in Iowa. And so he got back there and he was doing it. And he said, this is amazing. Why isn't everybody using biodiesel? And the professor looked at him and said, one simple reason. It sucks water like a sponge. And so it's you're constantly fighting the problem with water. This got Rich thinking, there's money to be made if I can keep moisture out of the fuel tank. Mm-hmm. And so that started him down the line of developing what we call the fuel guard. And the fuel guard is a very simple process. We take a cylinder and we fill it with desiccant, and you know, we'll talk about desiccant I'm sure later about, you know, where it came from and all. But desiccant absorbs moisture. It takes moisture, and the moisture becomes part of the desiccant. You can't spill it. It doesn't impact your airflow. And so you take the cylinder. That didn't mess up anything.
Right.
You take the cylinder, we fill it with desiccant. We have screens and such inside to keep the desiccant from going into the fuel, obviously. And as you suck in that moist marine air, the desiccant absorbs the moisture. And so you don't get the condensation, so you don't get the fuel in your water. Keeps your fuel clean and dry, and keeps the rest of the engine from getting moisture in it. You know, people, there are additives, you know, but, you know, as boaters, most of us are environmentally friendly. We like to think, hey, I'm not going to do anything to harm the waters that I'm, you know, doing my recreation in. Mm-hmm. But let's think about that. I've got an additive here. Mm-hmm. And I look at that bottle and it says, do not inhale. Don't spill it on your hands, or you better wash them very quickly. Right. Don't spill it on the floor. It'll leak through your boat. Yeah. That might be an exaggeration. But you know
but
what
you
I'm
know
gonna,
it's not going to be
you know it's not good
environmentally.
But you know what I think is a good idea? I'm going to take it. I'm going to pour it in my fuel. I'm going to heat it up, and I'm going to shoot it out in the water.
Yeah.
There's a great idea for you.
Yeah.
That's the reason in 2013, Practical Sailor came out and said it makes so much better sense to get rid of the moisture before it gets to your fuel.
Before it even gets there.
Yeah, as opposed to after.
Yeah.
And so that's been our claim to fame. We won the Pittman Award. We won, you know, a number of recommendations from Practical Sailor on our product. And and the product's practically been the same since Rich invented it in 2009. We've made one minor change to the cylinder. The cylinder started out as an acrylic, where you could see inside. And Rich's concept was to use an indicating gel, this indicating silica gel, where you could see it. It would be blue, and it turns pink when it's used up. And usually takes about 2 to 3 years to change. And Practical Sailor, when they did their tests, they said, well, they found that it takes about 3 years on a diesel engine to change color and to need to be changed, and about 5 years on a gas engine, you know, because you have diurnal breathing, it'll kind of dry itself out over time and stuff. And but the problem with the acrylic, the idea was good and sound, but the problem with the acrylic is that you would get boaters or maintenance people would go in and they'd just crank down on their screws. If you look, there's a couple of screws around, and they'll put cracks in there. And then that would cause stuff to...
Invites contaminant.
Right into it. And so we changed it to an anodized aluminum back in 2017, and it's just been greatly received. Like I mentioned, Practical Sailor said it takes 3 years and 5 years to need a change. I always change mine every year when I do my maintenance on the boat. The refills are so inexpensive, $29.
That's nothing.
Tell me anything else.
Nothing
you'd spend
else for a boat.
On a boat for $29.
It's always $1,000. So now these are the cylinders.
Correct.
Do you have two different types of cylinders? Are they just different sizes for different size boats?
That's a great question. Yeah, they're two different sizes for different size boats. For 70 gallons and less, mainly small sailboats or smaller boats will use what we call the FuelGuard AVD2. And then for 200 gallons or less, we use the FuelGuard AVD3. And so that's for the larger boats. And it comes with a 5/8 inch adapter, and you know, 99% of the boats have 5/8 inch. And but you can change those or get adapters if you need. You have a different size hose, and it just goes right in the air vent line. Very simple to install.
You just splice it in there, basically?
Find the air vent line, cut it, stick one burb on the top, one on the bottom, put the clamps on, and you're in business.
Yeah, it's super simple, simple. You used a word that I had never heard until I spoke to Rich, 11, 12 years ago, and that is adsorb. Because he said, this does not absorb. It does not absorb. It adsorbs. Adsorb. Can you explain the difference?
Sure,
I
can. That's a great question, because people just don't want to don't understand the difference. When you absorb something, adsorb something, it becomes part of that material. So what the silica gel does is it will attract the moisture, and it becomes part of it. You can't spill it. You can't shake it out. You can't do it. That moisture is there. It's now physically part of the desiccant. Absorb with a B, think of a sponge. You take a sponge, you put it in the water, but you can squeeze it out. The water is there. It spills, and it will clog up airflow, whereby becoming part of the silica gel, it does not impact your airflow. And so that's very important.
Oh, yeah.
When you're...
Yeah, you want your fuel tanks to be able to breathe.
Correct.
Because that will impact fuel flow to the engine if they can't breathe.
That's exactly right.
I thought way back in the beginning, one of the ways Rich described the product is, he said, it's a straw that sucks water out of the air. And I think that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
There aren't a whole lot of products that can keep thousands of dollars of damage happening to your engines for the price of a fuel guard.
No, they're so inexpensive comparatively. And quite frankly, I think I noticed on your side, the prices have gone down the last few years. We've radically decreased the prices on them. So it's a very inexpensive option for your boat. And it is environmentally friendly. You're not putting additives in that's going to impact the area where we're playing.
Yeah, that is super important and a great product. So now, maintenance of the product is just changing the cylinder every year, every few years, whatever your desired range is?
Your cylinder will last forever. I mean, it's anodized aluminum. It's going to last forever. All you're going to do is take the cap off on the top. You'll just unscrew the little clamp, and you'll pull the cap off. You'll throw the desiccant away. Desiccant is nothing more than sand. It's, you know, glorified sand.
Right.
So you can eat it. It's not going to hurt anybody. So it can go in the landfill. So just throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
You buy a refill can. You pour that in. Put the cap back on. Splice it back in. And you're back in business. You do it every, you know, like I said, I do it every year. But you can do it. Like I said, Practical Sailor, when they tested it, they said they were averaging every 3 years.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. And it depends on how... You can't say 3 years for everybody, 1 year for everybody, because everybody uses
depends
their
on
boat
their use
differently.
And, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I wish more boating product and projects were as easy as this. This is something I can do, I often don't feel like that is the case.
Yeah. And there aren't a whole lot of products. And you mentioned that, you know, we have these in our online store. So full disclosure, we do sell these, but like Nigel Calder, it's because we believe and we use it. But there aren't a whole lot of products out there that I or you or Nigel can say, this should be on every boat. Well, I should clarify. Any boat that has fuel tanks.
That has an engine, some of the people in Race to Alaska might disagree.
Yeah. But if you've got a fuel tank or fuel tanks, you don't need this. But you really should.
Yeah.
You really should have this in your air vent lines.
And again, I hate to use his name so freely, but, you know, Nigel, he will not accept a penny from us. He won't accept a product. He won't accept anything. He says, I don't want anybody questioning why I endorse your product.
Yeah.
And so we can't give him a penny. It's all completely free. He actually did a video for us.
Yeah.
Crawled in an engine room of a boat and just, you know, I couldn't have even fit where he got and said, okay, this is what I believe. And you know, and I'm saying this because I believe it, you know, not because I'm being paid.
We'll put a link to the video, or we'll even show it in this episode. But if you watch it, the very first thing he says is, I'm not getting paid to do this. I mean, he is adamant.
You can't get a better endorsement.
You can't buy Nigel Calder.
You cannot
buy him.
Not many people have that integrity that he has. It's a desiccant is such an interesting product. If you look back, you know, in the old days, it was kind of like, you know, people didn't understand they could put these rocks or they could put sand near water and it disappear, and they couldn't even figure out. It was kind of a novelty. And then then in 1918, a professor at Johns Hopkins figured out a way to make man-made desiccant, and that changed everything for us in our industries. You know, they put them in the gas mask during World War I, and they use it in the military to transport medicines, penicillin, everything to keep it dry. And of course, now we took the same concept, same product, and we put it in the anodized aluminum to keep the moisture out of the fuel tank. They just work so well.
Now, we've talked about Rich, the late Rich Pindell. He passed away a few years ago. But there was a transition period where Rich had the company, and then I think somebody else did, and then now you have it.
I joined the company in 2014. As I mentioned, I was transitioning out of my job of Rico, and I wanted to have my goal was to retire. I have a boat, I have an RV, and I was going to travel all over the country. And on weekends, I'd sell these at boat shows, RV shows, gun shows, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was on the board, and there were several other members on the board. And at the time, Richard had his health was going down.
Yeah.
And there was things that he just couldn't do anymore, so the board took over. And so I was part of that board.
Oh, okay.
And we ran the company as a board, and it initially was called Pindell Engineering. And then when the board took over, we changed the name to H2Out. The product was always been H2Out, but initially the company was Pindell Engineering, and we switched it to H2Out. And now, as some of the partners, as you mentioned, Rich has passed away, and some of the other company partners, we've been able to acquire their shares and buy them out. And then there were two of us left, and one of the gentlemen had an opportunity to open his factory in Idaho. He wasn't Squim with me, and then he actually made the caps and everything for our products. And now he's moved to Squim, and he makes the products for we call them the space dryers, the dryers you put in your compartments. You can put them anywhere there's moisture, and it attracts and holds the moisture. So, engine room, wherever you want to put it.
Sure.
And so he makes that product in Idaho now. I kept the name H2Out and kept the marine side of the house, and he changed his name to Aeros, and he makes them in Idaho, exactly the same product. This is how we package the product as H2Out. We had the sheer plastic, the label. He now puts them in a box, mainly because a number of our retailers had requested having boxes for shelves.
Oh, sure.
Because people would have a tendency to hit one, and then it'd be like a bowling pin.
Sure.
They all go down. So we've split the company up, but I have the marine side. He has but we both, I buy these from him and resell them, and he uses my product and resells it. So, I mean, it's just.
Oh. There's how many different sizes? There's
six.
Six different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the sizes, and Lisa estimated we have maybe 20 of them on this boat.
Yeah.
In most hanging boats lockers, yeah. In electronics, the cabinet behind the electronics, the freezer.
And you have a very dry boat.
Well, she always says there are three things that she has to have to live aboard in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
One is dry heat, which we have a forced air diesel heater.
Yep.
The other is Canberra gel, which is a product that
keeps smells.
The mold and mildew, yeah. Kills it.
Yeah.
So no mold or mildew grows. And dehumidifiers. We have AC dehumidifiers fore and aft, but we have these guys all over the boat, in almost every locker and drawer and cabinet.
Up your electronics. I noticed how you had them under the dash for the electronics. You know, you bring up a great point people use these in their RV, and they use them in their boat, and they use them in their gun safes and all that. But the smaller ones work great in the safes and such. But on a boat and in an RV, you can't buy one and expect it to keep a 50-foot boat dry.
Yeah.
You know, that's, it just doesn't work. So we market them by size, and we figure the largest size will do 900 cubic feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice for a salon or something. The small ones you can put in the head or in, like, under the under the electronics to keep the electronics dry, or put them in your sea bag. But you have to get enough, like in an RV, we sell a ton of them through their RV dealers, and we tell them, if you could recommend one large one for every 12 foot of the RV.
Okay.
And similar in a boat, you know.
Yeah.
So. Well, nobody likes that feeling when you come into your RV or your boat and everything's damp. So
the smell.
And the smell.
These are really cool because they are infinitely reusable.
Correct. They're stainless steel, so they're not going to rust anywhere you put them, anything like that. And the silica gel you can use over and over and over again. The way you dry silica gel, earlier in the episode I mentioned you can't spill it or shake it out. There's just no way to get the moisture out of here unless you apply heat. You can take the silica gel, and we put it in a container like this, the stainless steel, so you can put it in your electric oven, your toaster oven, your convection oven. People put them in their air fryer. You don't want to use gas because gas has moisture present.
Mm-hmm.
so you can't put them in a gas oven. But you just simply put those in for 2 hours, moisture will go away as steam, brand new, ready to go again.
Wow.
We used to say they'll last forever. Lawyer said you can't say forever.
Almost forever. Longer than we will last.
Yes, and so now we have a 10-year warranty on the products. And, you know, and they just work. I have people to me all the time and just say, you know, I bought these when Rich first came out with them. And, and they do. They just work.
I think we've had them 10 years.
Yeah.
We had them on our previous boat, and we've had them on this boat. And I think it's like every 6 months, maybe. Yeah, Lisa will go around and gather them up, and then we'll turn on the toaster oven, and she puts them in for a couple hours at
300 degrees,
mm-hmm. and you can actually see through the holes the color, and the desiccant's blue when they start out, and when they're fully adsorb, they become pink. You put them in the oven, you take them back out, and they're blue again. It's like magic. And
it's a really light pink. One of the things that they've been, you know, one of our resellers was Costco, and at Costco they take back absolutely anything anytime you take it back.
Yep.
And we'd get a bunch back that said it turned pink as soon as you take the wrapper off.
Yeah.
It starts absorbing the water, and so it's going to start turning pink from the outside in.
Yeah,
and so it'll be bright pink on the outside, and then it gets lighter and lighter and lighter. So I like to tell people that when it gets a very pale pink, almost white, it looks like pearlish pink, then it's full of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so two products that I love, because this one just seems super easy, inexpensive to maintain, and a great product, doing a great service. This one I love because it just, if you take care of it properly, you understand how it works, it will just last forever. So, I think it's a no-brainer. You mentioned retailers. If people want to check out these products or purchase these products, what is the best way for them to do that? Is it better for you for them to seek them out at their local retailers or visit your website, or what do you prefer?
Anyway, I am thrilled if they use a product anyway, if they buy it from the retail. We have some great, great retailers out there and marine stores, sporting goods stores, like I mentioned, they're very, very popular in safes.
Sure.
Because people don't realize, you know, what we get a lot is people will say, well, I got a safe, or I've got a boat and I use damp-ridden dry zeer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, damp-ridden dry zeer is great if you're wanting to get rid of the frost on your sidewalk and, you know, melt anything there. But if you read the package, and I challenge people to read their package, every time I have a package I take to the shows that I do, and on it says, do not use near leather or metal.
Do you not think good in a gun safe.
You think in a safe or in a boat? Do you have any metal in here?
Yeah.
You know, and so people will use it, and then they spill it.
And it's caustic.
Oh, liquid. Yes, literally. Yeah, wherever you pour it on, it's going to kill it. Yeah.
We learned the hard way on our sailboat when before these came out, we had those little damp rids whatever, and they fill up with water underneath, and we spilled it on a wood counter.
Oh,
and it ate the finish right off, just like that. It's like, ew.
Yeah.
So that's what we started buying, the ones that you hang.
Yeah.
And then those eventually fill up with water, but what a pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're inexpensive.
For a reason.
Yeah, for a reason. You get what you pay for, you know, welcome to America.
But if people want to find out where to get these or get more information, there is one great website.
And
I think it goes by h2out.com.
h2out.com. I've heard of that.
h2out.com.
And that's the number 2. And, you know, we try and list our retailers there, and Pacific Northwest Boaters is there. You know, Sport Co., England Marine, you know, you know what's funny? And again, I think it goes along with what you've done that probably educated this retailer. We have a airplane wholesaler. No, they sell things to the airplane called Spencer Aircraft.
Yeah, I remember them. Spencer.
They sell a ton of these at one time, and probably still they were the second largest dealer we had. Because you stop and think, you to fly an airplane, you come back, you sit on a tarmac, and your electronics are exposed to all the atmosphere. And so they'll put these in the planes, and, you know, it just works like a dream. Yeah. So, yeah.
My sister-in-law is a pilot. She has her own plane, and I just thought of some gifts for this year. There you go, right there.
H2Out.com.
Yeah, H2Out.com.
Yeah, and the great thing about the website that I like is that we have the testimonials, Nigel's video, and then testimonials, links to other videos from other testimonials, and a question and answer thing. So there'll be, if you have a question, it's right there. And then my cell number's there.
Wow.
So if somebody has a question, they can call me directly, and I get them every day.
Yeah.
And I appreciate taking the time and talking to people. And if, you know, and if it's the wrong fit, I'll tell them it's the wrong fit, you know. And
can't imagine that happens very often.
No, it did. Yeah. You know, there are things that that people want a miracle of. They'll say, I want to put one of these in my basement of my 4,000-foot house, you know. It's not going to dry your basement, you know, but it'll dry the closet, you know, and it'll, yeah. So that's, so, you know, we appreciate all of our customers, all of our retailers, and but again, we do have a website. If you go to my website, there, sometimes people get confused because I sell the product on eBay. So if you go to my website and you say buy, it takes you to eBay. And the reason is that I have a number of dealers on Amazon. And they prefer that they're, you know, I'm not competing with them, and I don't want to compete with them. I would prefer that, you know, if somebody goes to Amazon and buys from Amazon, that's great with me. And or if they want to come to my site, it's going to take you to eBay. So it's not like you're going, you know, to some underground site. It's
but it's all good.
It's all good. Yeah, I like eBay. Yeah.
Well, I think, in my opinion, both of these products are no-brainers. And fully endorsed by people that matter and everybody else out there that's using them. I think that it's a very exciting product. And Chuck, thank you for being here today. Again, h2out.com. And we fully recommend going at least checking them out. And these are the products here. You can see what he has for sale. And we thank you for being here.
I am thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Is there any final message you'd like to let our listeners
know? No, I can't think of anything. Just, you know, if you go to the boat shows or if you're at any of the RV shows, gun shows, you know, Nigel will be at the boat show, I think, in February again. And so the Seattle Boat Show. And a number of places around, and I'm at a number of shows around the country. So if you see me, come up and say hi.
You're likely, this is a Pacific Northwest business. It's a local business. Yeah. So another reason to support them. And if you're at the local boat shows, the Wooden Boat Festival, you did a little, what did you do there? You had a booth,
I had a booth, but I also had a seminar there where we talked about the product. We did question and answers for people. We talked about, you know, the desiccant, you know, it sounds like magic, and people are always said, you know, is it safe? Can I have desiccant around my kids, you know? Because I always see these little bags that you get in your shoes, and it says, do not eat this.
Yeah.
What they're talking about is the bag. What they're talking about, don't eat the bag. Desiccant is basically sand. If you look it up on the internet, is desiccant safe? Yeah. They're going to say, if you eat sand, you've eaten desiccant, you know? Okay. So, I mean, it's...
So don't eat sand or desiccant, preferred. but do check out the products, h2app.com. So thank you.
Thanks, thank you. Take a look around here. Surrounded on a ship of fools. Sail away, cross the water, set the pace, then discover every ocean there. Forever and a day for you and me. Look around here. Wasted on a ship of fools.
take my hand. Just remember, you don't have to surrender to the ocean and the sea. There's forever and a day for you and me. Here's to the future, I'm feeling stronger. We do belong here, look to the sky. Here's to the sooner, sooner or later, the ocean and the sea. Forever and a day for you and me. Sail away across the water, set the pace, and discover every ocean, every sea, forever.